Paul Mills joins us, Wichita State basketball coach, coming off a 96-87 win over East Tennessee State on Saturday. Welcome, Paul. How's it going?
All good on this thing. Good to be here.
Thank you. I would imagine you had a good time watching that game from the bench, coaching that game, and then looking at the box score. This is kind of, I would guess, how you want the Shockers to play every game. Lots of balance in the scoring. A lot of people scored. Everybody contributed in the rebounding area. Lots of assists. Not a lot of turnovers. Pretty good performance.
Yeah, I don't think that a coach is actually ever happy. I mean, you're always thinking about the areas that you could do better. You know, we need to do a much better job defensively than what we did on Saturday night, but there was some pluses. You understand that no player, no team is ever going to play a perfect game, but I'm glad we still have 4 months left in this season because we've got a lot of work to do.
How much are you willing, I guess, to sacrifice defensively to be comfortable playing at a pace like that and doing well in transition and getting quick shots that are good shots and shooting the three well? Is that a fair trade-off to you?
Well, I think that you're paying attention to shot quality. I mean, I think shot selection is probably the number one thing that coaches are responsible for. And, you know, it's not necessarily that they fall, because all shots don't do that. We just have to make sure that we're taking the right ones. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. I don't think you have to play fast and then sacrifice offense, their good offense, because you're not doing something right defensively. I do think that you can get back, you know, to the point that philosophically that we approach it, we are going to give up some offensive rebounds in order to make sure that we have enough people back defensively. So the trade-off of old boards versus giving up anything defensive transition is one of those trade-offs that we make. And we have work to do in that area. But for the most part, if you can make sure that your shot quality and what you're paying attention to is differentials. And you have to pay attention to the differentials. Hey, we gave up this many in transition, but we scored this much. And there is a number that you have to be comfortable with, but I honestly don't believe that the two are mutually exclusive in order to get quality shots. You may have to be behind a little bit defensively on account of the pace of the game.
Paul Mills is our guest, Wichita State men's head basketball coach. Shockers idle here for a little bit until they go to Chicago to face DePaul on Saturday. So you've rolled along here pretty well. You're 8-1, and you had that 12 to 15 minute stretch against Florida that we really haven't talked about. What happened, and how meaningful was it? How meaningful is it? How have you been able to build off of that? What's been the fallout of that, not only loss to Florida, but that 27-0 run that the Gators had?
One, Florida's really good, so I don't want to in any way, shape, or form say that they're not. They are a really good basketball team. And we tried to match their two bigs. I mean, it's 21-18 with 17 to play. We played our two bigs, Quincy Ballard and Mate, and we've never practiced that before. Corey Washington was in foul trouble. We thought that Corey's backup, Joy, was just too inexperienced to be playing in a game like that, and went to something that really, you know, I know it was game 7 at the time. Really, at that particular time, we just hadn't put a lot of time in. And you could see how clunky we were offensively. From a schematic standpoint, I think if you look at it defensively, that was actually the only lineup that held them under a 1 point per possession. It was the offense. And so from an offensive standpoint, there was just no flow. So when you have 18 straight possessions, and if you look, the possession that we score, we bring back Mate in and go into an interior play in order to get a bucket. to kind of break it. But I think it's one of those things that you're extremely happy that you play those kind of games, because you need to get exposed in some areas. You're by no way are you going to get your best in November, and you need to play those kind of games in order to figure out, like, this may be a hole, or this is something that we really need to address. And obviously losing Ronnie DeGray, we never anticipated really being in a situation where Mate and Quincy, where Mate was having to play the four, Quincy the five. But that was 100% Paul Mills' fault, and Paul Mills needs to do a better job preparing his team for those kind of scenarios. It was just, it was never a scenario that we really envisioned until about 2 weeks ago after Ronnie got hurt.
So when you have as many seniors as you have on your team, and when many of them have played elsewhere, is it a challenge when they come in to not have preconceived notions about what they can be, to try to develop them even farther? Maybe they haven't yet reached their ceiling, even though they have experience. So just as an example, I don't know if this is how it went or not, but when you see Justin Hill on tape with Georgia, do you look at him and say, he can be exactly that for us? Or do you look at him and say, oh, he's got this set of skills, we can use him in these other ways too? How does that really work?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, one, he brings a lot to the table. I mean, he was third in the SEC in assist rate, and you knew of his ability to really pass. You knew of his ability to make open shots. I mean, if you look at it right now, he's a 3-to-1 assist-to-turnover guy. We needed ball security and needed to be able to bring additional backcourt players in to help us provide ball security, given where we were. And it's translated pretty well. I mean, we're top 15 in the country right now. We're sitting at 13th compared to 228 a year ago. So, I mean, that right there is a jump of, you know, a good 215 points just to where you need to be. So, but you do think that you can utilize him in a different way, specifically for us. I mean, we were number two in the country last year in ball screen frequency. So we just thought that, man, the way that we play, the style at which we play, how much we utilize pick and roll, we think that he would be a huge asset here and be able to utilize him better with the players that we have. Obviously, Quincy Ballard is such a vertical threat that people have to pay attention to that specific role, man, when he's putting that much pressure on the rim, which would free your ball handler up. And we knew he had the ability to go and finish around the rim. So absolutely, I think you think that with all of your players. I would be a little disappointed if they came in with preconceived notions of thinking this is, one, how it's going to be, because your focus needs to be on getting better. And, you know, whether you're the worst player in the gym, whether you're the best player in the gym, you need to have the same mindset, and that's, I need to come out here and get better. And you definitely don't want players who think they're near their ceiling, or this is how you need to utilize me. They obviously have a skill set that we want to take advantage of. But I think the question regarding Justin Hill, the answer is both.
Final moments here with Paul Mills, who's gracious enough to join us to talk Shocker basketball. So the crowds have been slow to return. You inherited a program that had lost some of the passion from its fan base. There's no secret about that. In your estimation, Paul, what's it going to take to get that passion back so that Coke Arena is rocking the way it did in the mid-2010s and earlier than that? Is it a matter of just one loss record? Is it a matter of beating the right teams? Is it a matter of getting to the NCAA tournament? What is all of that?
Man, you probably have better answers than I do, but I am reminded of Truett Cathy, the owner of Chick-fil-A, when his staff came to him and was asking, who will be the first to $1 billion, us or Boston Market? And he said, guys, we're worried about the wrong things. He's like, if we get better, the market will demand that we get bigger. And you can't go anywhere nowadays without seeing a Chick-fil-A. And that's kind of my approach. Like, you know what my job is, what our job is as a team? It's to get better. And I think people want to see representation on the court. They want to see teams that are about doing the right things. And I do believe that if we get better, the market will demand that that Coke gets bigger and more people show up to the Roundhouse. So I think that's our focus. You know, we could probably spend a lot of time passing out pizza and doing things, and not to discredit any of those things, because I've done them in order to get fans to the game. But we need to get better as a basketball team, and I think Wichita has a rich tradition. There's a passionate fan base, and I do believe that the better and better the Shockers get, the more competitive we get, people will show up and support. It's what people in Wichita do.
It's a pretty good answer, I got to admit, and I do miss Boston Market.
That was a good place.
I'll say that right now.
I haven't even seen one in a long time.
I know. Paul, we really appreciate your time. Best of luck as the season continues, and good luck in Chicago against an interesting DePaul team.
Yeah, gentlemen, thank you.